your number one source for local sports. This is Mower County Sports Live with your host, KAUS Sports Director Sam Hauser on Mower County's voice for sports, AM 1480, KAUS.
For us, it's, remember what got us here. It's a big game, obviously, but we played in a lot of big games, and it is a game. It's the same game we've been playing. Last time I checked, same field, same stadium, same amount of time. It's a big game, and we're putting a lot into this, but we put in a lot into every week. So it's going to be business as usual for us.
Some strong words getting ready for some playoff football. Case Keenum getting you fired up for Sunday with his approach to this game this weekend. What do you think the Vikings need to do to beat the Saints? Because we've been doing that for the last 2 weeks. And Case Keenum ready to go. If you can't hear it in his voice, he is ready to play some football and ready to be done talking about what he needs to do to play some football around here. The Vikings getting ready to play the Saints in the divisional round on Sunday. Came in with some Case Keenum sound here as he is ready to go. He is fired up as can be for his first playoff game.
For us, it's, remember what got us here. It's a big game, obviously, but we play in a lot of big games, and it is a game.
Playing big
game we've
games.
Been playing. Last time I checked, same field, same stadium.
Yeah, you tell them.
It's a big game, and we're putting a lot into this, but we put in a lot into every week. So it's going to be business as usual for us.
I mean, if that doesn't get you run through a wall, I don't know what will. Here's the question to think about. We can send this out to the Mower County Sports Live text line. You can text in some thoughts here as we go through the segment here. Again, 507-299-2972, the number. Of course, the Vikings play Sunday at 3:40. Kickoff set for 3:40, so it's the last game of the weekend for the divisional round. Does that matter that they have to wait until the last game, until they have to wait all the way until Sunday late afternoon for the last game? Is it going to make them more nervous? I'll answer later in the segment, but we can give some time to let those texts come in here. Again, 507-299-2972. But it's nice when you're on the same page as the quarterback. This time, at least. Not as a generality. Most of the time, you don't want to be on the same page as the quarterback because they're not particularly interesting, or at least the comments. They can certainly be interesting people. And Case Keenum as an NFL quarterback is an interesting story with the fact that he's on his third team and was essentially a third-string quarterback on this team and is now the starting quarterback in the playoffs, where you got to figure the Houston Texans and the LA and what are now the Los Angeles Rams have to be watching this game with their jaws dropped or like the ex-girlfriend that sees their ex-significant other who sees the other person doing something famous on TV and like the scene from Anchorman at the end where Ron just in his lazy boy chair and he's throwing Chinese food at the TV, just something along the either like an ex-significant other or just an incomplete and utter amazement. The Texans and the Rams both have to be watching all of this and just stunned, because this is a completely different Case Keenum than any of us had ever seen before this year. So he in himself is an interesting story, and that's why for this time we can actually be okay with that. Most of the time you don't want to be on the same page as a quarterback. Most of what they say is either boring or you get Blake Bortles who says, yeah, well, you think I stink? Yeah, well, people think LeBron stinks too, so you don't want to be on the same page as that guy. Nobody wants to be on that guy's page. His own teammates and his own coaches don't want to be on his same page. But this time it's okay. Because everything that possibly had to go right for the Vikings to get to this point, pretty much every single thing that had to go right for them to be in the playoffs did. I mean, think about how crazy this year has been. Think about this for a second. Take all the quarterbacks that are on the two teams that got first-round buys in the playoffs in the NFC, Vikings and the Eagles. Not even just the two guys that are going to start with Keenum and Nick Foles. Take everyone that's played for him at some point this year. Sam Bradford, Case Keenum. Not going to count Teddy because he played a couple snaps against the Bengals. So Bradford, Keenum, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles. Combined playoff record, 0-1. As Nick Foles lost to the Saints in the wild card round in 2013 when he was the Eagles starter before Carson Wentz and before Sam Bradford. 0-1. All the quarterbacks that are on these teams that got first-round buys. Because that's what this season has been. I mean, we need something to kill time for 2 weeks between the end of the regular season and the divisional round. I get that. We need something to talk about to keep Vikings fans interested and get them pumped up, or at least get the emotional roller coaster going for a couple of weeks. But this team is here. The Vikings are here with injuries, just because about everything has gone right. Dalvin Cook looked ready to be the NFC Offensive Rookie of the Year for the first couple weeks. Then he goes down with a knee injury. Then Latavius Murray recovers from the offseason foot surgery. And you know, the same thing there, Oakland. The Raiders have to be watching Latavius Murray with some sort of amazement because he's been doing some things here with the Vikings that would have taken twice as many carries to get to in Oakland. He was a volume running back in Oakland. He put up some decent numbers 2 years ago, but at times this year, he's been a different kind of running back. You can call it hometown bias, but Pat Elflein should be in the Rookie of the Year conversation, even though he won't be, because offensive line we don't pay enough attention to offensive linemen for them to be in the Rookie of the Year conversation. But that was a huge question mark going into the season. Mostly because it was a big part of what made last season a disaster. Where Alex Boone comes in and he's doing all this talking about how he wants to play that hard-nosed NFC North football. What happens first time he plays the Packers? He gets thrown around like a rag doll. It's not how things go in the NFC West where he's used to in San Francisco. And then he had injuries, and Andre Smith was a disaster when he was healthy, and then he gets hurt. You know, the offensive line was a big part of why last year was a disaster, and it's a big part of why this year was a success. And so that everything that has gotten the Vikings to this point is the exact reason why there is no approach to this game. We can go down that road. We can hype it up because it's the playoffs and it's the NFL and we can do all that. And most of the time we would. If this had any semblance of a normal season for the Vikings, we would be doing that. Because of the heartbreak 2 years ago and then last year they missed the playoffs, we probably would be doing some of that. But the only thing that's different about the only thing that's going to be different about this game on Sunday is that if they lose, the season's over. The stipulations are the only thing that are different. But they're going to win or lose this game because of the same way they would have won or lost any of the other 16 regular season games that got them to this point. If they have to rely on Case Keenum, if he has to start chucking the ball around downfield and has to start throwing deep passes out of desperation because they fall behind early, well, game's probably over. If it starts getting deep into the second half and they're down a couple touchdowns, and they actually have to play from behind, this team's not really built to play from behind. This offense is not built to erase sizable deficits. If it's a touchdown, maybe, but the further it goes, all any scenario, it's all going to be anything that we would have done in any regular season game. I mean, the Carolina game was what showed us that this offense is not built to come from behind, because that's the only time they've really had to. And the construct, the way it's been set up all year, would have shown that, but the one time that it actually had to, it couldn't. And it wasn't the Adam Thielen touchdown takeaway didn't help, but that's not why they lost that game. It's because that's how fragile this season has been. Now, if the offensive line holds up and they can create some running room for Latavius Murray and they can let Keenum use his athletic abilities, then that's a different conversation. But it's the same. For all intents and purposes, this is week 18. Or I guess it would be week. This would be week 19. Last week would have been week 18 for the wild card round. But this is week 19. That's all this is week 19. It means more. It means a lot more than that to Vikings fans. And I absolutely understand that. And actually, really along those lines, encourage you to check out myaustinminnesota.com, although really our social media sites KAUS Facebook and Twitter might be a better place to find it right now. But AM1480 KAUS Facebook and Twitter, our very own Scott Fuller wrote a phenomenal piece about the history of the Vikings playoffs and that perceived curse that's just come with all the letdowns over the years and over the decades going back to the 70s. With all the trips to the Super Bowls and NFC Championships, it was a great piece for some nostalgia leading up to the game from our very own Scott Fuller. And for Vikings fans, it young and old, it means so much more than that. And I obviously, and of course, I want to see nothing but success for them. But unless we're just going to do one call after another on what do you think about this game and what do you think about this game and what do you think about this game, me telling you what you want to hear all the time about how the Vikings, looking at this game through rose-colored glasses all the time about how the Vikings are going to win, that doesn't do anybody any good. We can look at how they can win this game, and how they can win this game is the same way that they've won the last 13 games, how they won all 13 games this year. Not asking Case Keenum to go out and win a game. And that's how they're going to beat the Saints. And that's how they're going to beat the Saints. Right, Case?
For us, it's, remember what got us here. It's a big game, obviously, but we played in a lot of big games. And it is a game. It's the same game we've been playing. Last time I checked, same field, same stadium, same amount of time. It's a big game, and we're putting a lot into this, but we put in a lot into every week. So it's going to be business as usual for us.
You know, the thing I like the most about Case is he's got big...
That guy. Let's go. Coming up next on Mower County Sports Live, we'll bring it back here to local sports as we have our own big game on Saturday that's not a playoff game, but certainly going to feel like one at Austin High School on Saturday night.